our next person should remain sexless, but this person... will not give up the person's sex. Okay. This person is also very special. He's...
Yeah. It's Jeff, everybody!
I'm not really much of a speaker, it's just that in our Monday night class, we have so many women, I don't get a chance to speak very often, so... I figure I'll be up here maybe a little bit longer than I probably should, but I hopefully won't bore you too much. One of the things I learned in the class is that when we're on the path of spiritual growth, there's really no goal. What I found is us as a class and you as also people that are, you wouldn't be here if you weren't interested in spiritual growth, but each of us makes the world a better place to be in just by our own spiritual growth. And one of the things I wanted to talk about that I read probably 10 times, but it didn't really hit me until towards the end of the class, and it really kind of goes along with that. I'll just mention that. It's from the book, The Kabbalah. It says here that in the degree that man realizes the existence of the indwelling spirit immanent within his being, so will he rise into the spiritual scale of life. This is what spiritual development means, the recognition, realization, and manifestation of the spirit within us. Try to remember this last definition, that of spiritual development. It contains the truth of true religion. That's in going to Miller's class, that's really what I think draws me there every week, is I feel that's where true religion is. We get to really experience the spirit within us, within other people, all around us, and we don't really dwell on that part that much. We really focus on each other, but that's really what the true benefit is. It's the spiritual growth. I'd like to just talk about one thing that happened to me, and I think what it did for me, it focused on the mundane world, but I had a problem I didn't think was going to be resolved, and I still don't know how it got resolved, but I really thank the higher powers that were able to solve it. And what happened was at work, I sell electrical supplies, and some of the more expensive and complicated is the switchgear. And I sold some switchgear to a customer. It was like about $5,000 or $10,000 worth of switchgear. And after a couple months, they noticed that it was starting to peel, the outside of the paint was. And they came to me about it, and I went to the manufacturer about it, and the manufacturer said, well, you've had it, for X amount of years, even though it was in my warehouse, you bought it, that's yours. And I told the customer, I said, I'm sorry that it's peeling, I'd like to do something to fix it, but the manufacturer doesn't want to do anything about it. And so they said, well, then, we're not going to pay you for the material. So I just went to the manufacturer and said, you've got to do something about this, you've got to help out with this, this was done before it came to me, because the way it was like painted over rust, and I didn't notice it either. So we went back and forth for over a month, and nothing was getting done. And then the customer said he had to have some money for this, and I didn't have the money to pay him to fix it, to return it, and to get a new one would be more expensive than just to buy a new one. Because they have to take it out, put a new one, get inspected. And I just thought, I just can't believe I'm in this situation here. And then I just turned it over to God. I just, really prayed hard with all my might. And the customer called up, the owner called up and said, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'll give you $1,000 and then you can fix it it's only a narrow strip, you know, it's not going to cost you that much to fix. They said, no, it's going to rust later on or whatever. I said, I don't know. Then the contractor called and said, you know, you got to, did you get it resolved? I said, I offered them money, and they said, wouldn't do it. So the contractor called the manufacturer, told the manufacturer that, you know, that if he fixes this one, he'll buy another transform or buy another switchgear from him. And so the manufacturer said, okay, we're going to do that, we'll send you out a new one. You tell us how much it's going to cost you to replace it and everything, and they'll take care of it. So I ended up not having to spend any money on it, and they're going to be buying more from us, so we're going to get more sales out of it. And I couldn't have come up with that situation. It had to be God, the angels, looking out for me, and I just feel really amazed that it was such a burden off my hands and off my shoulders. And it's things like that that really make me believe that this class they've been coming to, you know, by really turning things over to God rather than trying just to do everything myself is really the most important thing about that I've got from this class. So I'll just leave that with you. Thank you.
And our next speaker, just plenty of sex. I'll never even see you again. I'm the next speaker. I think she knew that.
Not anymore, Michael.
Anybody have a doghouse? Well, Monday night class has been my home, my second family, like Georgina said, for how many years?
27.
Probably 8. I'm really digging a hole here. Anyway, I've been going to these classes, and I know that I've grown as an individual, as a human, as a spiritual being. I know I've become closer with my family, my children, my wife, my friends. So I know that it does so much more than, I mean, I'm acknowledging this, and I've acknowledged it in the past, so it's not a new thing. I'm not just going through some revelation here. You learn as you go along through these classes. By being involved with just Millie's thought pattern, just being around her, she has this energy that she emanates and just makes you want to be a better person. So in being in this class for so many years, I have learned so much that I cannot begin to tell you about it tonight. I would rather tell you stories about what's gone on that I can remember from another class, because she tells you to, you know, if you can, when the class is over, to write down the notes. But classes go on sometimes pretty late and you're too tired to write it down, or just it's not light enough, you're driving home in the dark. It's nighttime when you're going home. So you forget, you don't have that discipline. So a lot of the stuff that goes on you don't remember, but some of the highlights, I mean, we've had great visitation from loved ones that have passed on recently, and those are always more touching because you know the person that's there in the circle that you're trying to bring through that energy for is really in need of some kind of closure, some kind of comfort that their loved one is doing okay. I mean, Millie brought my dad to me the night that he died, and I mean, it's the greatest comfort in the world. People would pay thousands, countless dollars to have this kind of comfort, and yet it's free. And not just through Millie, but through those of us that are in the class that are trying to be our own mediums and our own message bearers. So when you're in this class and you're doing this with someone, you're bringing a loved one through and you're trying to, you know, bring them some words. I can never get words. I get food. I get, like, what's their favorite, you know, flavor of ice cream or you know, one time I got bananas, eating a banana with a fork. So I always try not to mention food, but in our class, when someone says, oh, I'm getting pineapple or something, I'm saying, oh, good, now it's your turn. I want some words to this person. I really want to be there to, you know, because you really get this love for everybody in the class, and you really want to give them everything that you can that you can possibly get through. And the attunement is really tough sometimes because you've got work stresses, you've got marital stresses, not me, but you've got, you know, life going on around you, and it's hard to differentiate. Well, maybe after tonight, it's hard to differentiate what exactly is a message and what is not? I've gone to classes for, 7 years now, and I don't really know. Sometimes I'll be right on, and sometimes I'll be cold. Sometimes I blame it on the fact that maybe I didn't ask for somebody to come through that night because I was just too busy with my own worries and my own concerns. But I'm always cheering for somebody in the class. I always pick somebody at my first corner and say, well, this is going to be my special prayer party tonight. And usually, I acknowledge this now, usually that person is going to circle with me later on that evening. And I'm bringing through one of their loved ones. And I'm, just the looks that they can see through me that everybody else can share is about all that I can give to them. Sometimes I'll have a familiar feel in my hands or a hair on my head, which everybody knows is not usual. So that'll give them some kind of distinction. But there's just so much that goes on in Millie's class that I'm kind of doing a recruiting pitch for anybody that lives in North County. We need new meat, so to speak. I was thinking about this today as I'm pulling out some old ice plant. This ice plant has not been watered, so it doesn't look the best to me. It needs to be nourished. It needs to be fed, watered, taken care of. We're willing to adopt a few more people to nourish and take care of and let them shine and let them grow spiritually like I have grown. Anybody who knew me 10 years ago couldn't argue that point. Even 5 years ago. I'm a much better father. I know that I'm a much more passive father. I used to be a lot faster to get angry. Now I just let it flow. Like Andrew said, let it flow. Let it go in God's time. Provide that gentle persuasion. Let them make the choices. Tell them they're wrong, but let them make their own choices. I feel that I'm right most of the time, but, it takes your kids to educate you that you're not. You're not up with the time. You're not, always right. And my wife is the one that will stand up in a circle and argue with the angel. sometimes when you're getting acknowledgments, she'll say, really? That was the first time I've ever seen that, but you get past it. I'm telling you, I'm in the circle. Millie's talking about how good things are and how... Okay, so now we move on subtly to our announcement portion of the program, because I'm done speaking. All right, everybody knows Diane. I don't know if you do, but she's... Diane, wave your hand. A little higher. Diane... She's stretching. Diane does... she does home care for the people that have matured to a state where they need help. I'll just say it that way, gently. She has done wonders for... What was her name?
Nita,
and then she went on with Margaret, and Margaret passed on, so she's looking for another, person that could use her help. I just want to put that word out there. Right, Diane?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do I have any other announcements before I go on and tell you about our Sunday church? Most of you know our Sunday church is 4720 Kensington Drive, almost on the corner of Adams and Kensington in Kensington. Sunday service starts 10:30, but the healing is actually 9:30. So the doors open at 9:30, get in there and get that great healing that we all know and love. And the speaker this weekend, I forgot. Does anybody help me?
All messages.
It's all messages. How do you know that? It's on the bulletin. Well, there's been a recent change, so I just wonder if you're correct. I just update the website. It's in the mind, off the keyboard, and that's it. Next Wednesday, we'll have a guest speaker. Do you know?
I lost my pocketbook. It's inside pocketbook. It's in the belt. We have a surprise next week.
We'll have a surprise speaker next week. What was that?
My purse up there.
I'm not going to go through your purse. I don't go through my wife's purse. Okay, so I think I've done all the announcements. Do we have any newcomers? Anybody that's come here for the first time? I'm sorry for you. You keep your hand raised and have somebody that would like to give you a little gift. Only one? Two. Anybody else too shy to raise your hand? While that's going on, that was quick. Something else I'm not going to forget. It's time for our offering.